This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Austin voters will decide on a $1 billion bond for the Austin Independent School Districts this November. If approved, the bond would give all schools in AISD money for renovations. As KUT's Claire McInerney reports, a chunk of that money is going to reconfiguring high schools in East Austin.
The bond question is ambitious. It's the district's largest bond proposal ever. If voters approve it, every school would get money for building and technology improvements. It would also bring some dramatic changes around the district.
We want to make sure that as the Austin district or the Austin city changes, that we are also being responsive.
That's AISD Superintendent Paul Cruz.
All of our neighborhoods are within the city of Austin. We're going to mirror that change, that demographic change in the entire city.
So what prompted the district to pose it now? A few things. A portion of AISD's tax money is kept by the state to fund other, less wealthy districts. As home values increase in Austin, that extra tax revenue doesn't all stay here. But bond dollars aren't collected by the state, so the $1 billion would all go to projects in the city's public schools. Second, Cruz says the district felt this was a good time to address some issues around crowded and under-enrolled schools. The bond prioritizes 16 schools for huge renovations. Cruz says these schools were chosen based on a few criteria.
So when we looked at overcrowding, when we looked at the facility condition, and we looked at program pieces across the entire district, that's how we came to these 16 schools that would be phase one of a full modernization or building brand new.
Many of these 16 schools that are in North and South Austin are getting renovations to accommodate overcrowding. On the east side, the bond proposes a big shakeup. Edmund Oropez is the chief officer for teaching and learning. He's going to help me explain the changes. First,
Eastside Memorial High School at the Johnson campus would be moved to the old Anderson site.
Right now, Eastside Memorial High School is out by Highway 183. Under the plan, it would move west to the old Anderson High School in central East Austin. Currently, Eastside Memorial's building is kind of empty. Its student population is only at 50% capacity. This move would put it in a smaller but brand new building. The second proposed change.
At the same time, we could actually split LASA.
That's the Liberal Arts and Science Academy.
From its current location, from LBJ or Lake Hodge High School, move LASA over here to the current Eastside campus.
So LASA would move to where Eastside Memorial is now. LASA currently takes up the second floor at LBJ High School, but demand for the magnet school forced the district to find more space for it.
There's a lot of wanting to attend LASA. It's a great high school, one of the best high schools in the country. And so there's a demand for more seats there, in which we currently are out of capacity at LBJ.
Being a magnet school, students from all over the city go to the school on the city's northeast side. Moving it farther south would put it in a more central location. Finally, LBJ High School would stay where it is. With LASA gone, it would have more room to grow. There is opposition to these changes. A group called Save Our East Austin Schools is advocating for renovating the current buildings as they stand and not shuffling all the campuses around. But the district says with some of these buildings being more than 50 years old, it's time for a new start. The district says doing renovations will let it build new spaces, specifically for some academic programs. For example, Eastside Memorial has a health science program right now. Students there can get certified in jobs like nursing assistant or medical assistant. Right now, the skills lab they learn in looks like any other classroom. It just has a few pieces of medical equipment. Dr. Sanford Jeems is in charge of the program.
The major difference that we definitely would be looking for with if the bond passes would be more skills labs. We also are looking forward to perhaps having more interactive and simulation mannequins.
With under-enrollment an issue on the east side, the district hopes the new facilities and better programs will attract more students to these schools. Voting yes on the bond doesn't mean a tax increase. Through some accounting tricks, selling some district land, and school consolidations, taxpayers wouldn't see their bills go up, but they won't see them go down either. Claire McInerney, KUT News.